Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS. Good morning. This is Community Speaks, part two of Community Speaks today. And joining me now is Johnson County Assessor Cindy Barlow. Cindy, thank you for taking the time today.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing very well. How are you?
Living the dream.
Well, I'm sure it's a busy time as you are on the campaign trail. Talk a little bit about the campaign trail and how busy it has been lately.
Well, you know, when you get up in the morning and you're to the office by 7:30 and you leave 5 or 5:30, it doesn't leave you much time to get onto the campaign trail. But what time I do have available, it has been, as you can tell, with the decoration of our town, putting out signs, talking to people, making sure that they understand where we sit in the assessor's office and welcoming them to come in and visit us. And if they have any questions, to definitely bring their concerns up.
And before we jump into a lot of questions as far as your reelection, you wanted to talk a little bit about some things you wanted to clarify that are being assessed at the state level that some people think may be something you're doing.
You know, thank you for segueing right into that,
sure,
Brady. You know, this is something that's really important that I'm able to convey to the people of Johnson County. As the assessor, you have certain obligations to bring before the commission corrections that are taking place at the state level, because it does deal with our county value. And since the value is my responsibility statutorily to bring before the commission, I have to present to the commission these corrections. So at the state level, they value all of our minerals, all of our rural electrical facilities within the state of Wyoming. And these guys have the ability to come back and make corrections in their assessment because they're dealing with third-party vendors, and they get certain deductions like transportation, labor, different things that when a third-party vendor is then billing them back net 30 or net 40 or net 60, some of these, I'm sure, although most of them, I'm sure, net 30 or net 15, in their repayment, they get to take that as a deduction in their overall ad valorem tax. So when you're hearing about a refund that we do that's $92,000, or we had one recently with an oil and gas company that was $1.2 million, and we hear a lot of discussion of how that affects our special districts, that isn't coming from me or an error that my office had made. It's coming from the state, and an additional deduction, and not even necessarily an error of the state, but a deduction that the company gets to take and does not have to pay a tax on that value, and therefore we have to refund it. It does make our anticipated value that they have paid in, it makes our boom and bust economy a tough one because you have to pay that back and there's not an option to it. Although the commission can, and I've made them aware of that over the last 8 years, they can actually pay back those big payments over a duration of time, and they can take up to 5 years to pay those back.
Okay. So you're sort of a don't shoot the messenger type message here.
Yeah, it's one of those things where we have to take it before the commission, and it is recorded in our meeting minutes that there was a tax correction of $200,000. That's not the assessor's office. That is something that's strictly coming from the state.
Okay. And, of course, you're running for re-election. For someone out there that may not know exactly what the county assessor does or what your responsibilities are, just kind of explain that to people. What is the job of the county assessor?
You know, a lot of times we get tagged as the taxing office of the county. What we really are in the equation of taxes are the value. So the state sets the tax rate of 9.5%. I come along and I appraise your home, and what's important is that we have that appraisal correct. If you're looking at your notice of value and you're saying, oh my gosh, my taxes went up, the first question you need to ask yourself is, could you sell your home at that price today or within a couple of months, but within this current fiscal market? If the answer is no, if you really believe that, please come into the office. Let's look at what we've got going on there. Let's make sure that the attributes and the details of our appraisal are correct. after that, after we create your value, then the commission comes in and they look at all of the requests, their budgetary requests for the year. They then set the mill levy. So if you see that your taxes have gone up, there's two reasons. We've either reappraised your home and the value has changed, or the commission has changed the mill levy and the mill levy has gone up. So it's important to look at that entire equation. That 9.5% is something that this last year at the legislature, they were trying to change. They wanted to take that 9.5% and go to 11.5%. I personally was on the committee that fought that to not have the taxes go up, because it would have meant for every $100,000 in value that our people hold on their homes, they would have paid an additional about $140 immediately in their taxes. And that was too substantial of a raise for anybody to have to incur in one market year.
And just to kind of expand on that a little bit, what are the factors that are involved when you're doing those appraisals or assessing a property?
That's a great question. We go through and we look at the total square footage of the home. We take pictures of the outside. We make sure that we have the bathroom count. What kind of a kitchen? Has there been any remodels to the home from when it was first initially built? Then I also do an analysis every single year with valid sales. I look at every single sale that occurs in Johnson County annually. I verify each and every one of those, making sure that they were an arm's length transaction and that they truly, it wasn't just a good deal between neighbors. And then I validate those sales and I do a statistical analysis of the land to make sure that my land values haven't changed. I'm pleased to announce that I'm within 1-2% of my overall markets. Even when I give the commission an estimate for the county value, and when you're talking hundreds of millions of dollars, 1-2% is a big deal. But I'm always within 1-2% of that, which gives them a really solid number to work with when they're going into their budget session.
And so what are the repercussions maybe for the property owner if your assessments are either too high or too low?
Well, the repercussion for the owner is that you would pay too much in taxes. But what's important, and we've built strong relationships with the people who have come into our office to be able to work with them and to make sure that the data that we have is correct. We look at that total cost per square foot. We look at the land valuation and what's going on with that. I share with them the sales that I use to compare their home, their land with. And I help to build a strong trust there so that they feel confident that their value is what it is. And if you stop and think about it, at the end of the day, you make that investment into your home for something that appreciates in time. Of course, when we look at taxes, we want it to depreciate, because at the end of the day, we all work really hard for our money. And I get that. And that's why it's so important that our values are correct on each and every home. You know, as I've talked to people, nobody is opposed to paying a fair tax. They just don't want to pay too much. And the nice thing about our MAP server is that we literally, from the time our clerk gets a recorded deed, we update our records within 2 days. We're dealing with current mailing addresses. We're dealing with current owners. We work with a title insurance company. And that has become such a fluid process that you could look at our MAP server on a given day and you'd be able to look at a current owner real time. So within 3 days of a recorded deed, we may not only have you remapped, but we'll have all of your data converted into your name and you can begin to talk to us about your property.
And what do you see as maybe the most important functions of the county assessor and the county assessor's office?
You know, the one thing that we've really tried to focus on is to make sure that we are working fluidly with each and every office in the courthouse. You know, I've got to send data to the treasurer's office. We work daily with the clerk's office to make sure that we have the most current deeds and titles on mobile homes. With the commission, I make sure that they're updated constantly with what trends may be going on with the county value so that they're always aware of what might be taking place. You know, as we move forward, the assessor's office is not an entry-level position. it's one of those positions where you truly want to have confidence in the person that you've got sitting behind the desk that understands the intricacies of a MRA regression model on land. It's complicated. It's not easy. As we move forward, too, we've got some major protests that I'm still working with. We've built the relationships with the oil and gas companies. We've already won at the county level. We've already argued our position at the state level. We're waiting to hear some of those answers. And a new assessor coming into this position would have a really tough time understanding the approach to value that I took and how that's going to segue into our future protests. So I think the knowledge that I hold, I know the knowledge that I hold right now is a true asset to Johnson County.
I would assume that that the person holding the county assessor's position would have to be kind of a numbers person. They've got to have a lot of math background, sort of an educational level of math background.
Absolutely. And at the end of the day, you know, the land modeling classes that, you know, and not only just the math, the ability to work technology and to be able to embrace it and to be able to bring all of those numbers together and then be able to interpret the statistical data it's complicated, and it's definitely needs a background in understanding what, you know, what is a t-tail in your statistics. I mean, what is a coefficient of dispersion? Those things are all things that I deal with every single day. Some of it can be very basic. You'll hear the mean, median, and mode in our math. Those are third grade items, but if not applied to correctly, can really, really affect our data. So, you know, as we move forward, I feel confident that the work that we've done at the Johnson County Assessor's Office and building a strong team has been a huge asset to Johnson County and our courthouse. We try hard every single day. I've got a very strong professional team that all, every single one of them, holds their appraisal license. And I'm proud of that.
And what distinguishes you from your other two opponents?
Definitely my education and experience. I've been in the assessor's office now for 8 years. Prior to that, I mean, I hold my bachelor's degree in business with a focus on management and economics. I can tell you that at the end of the day, with what we've accomplished, it's been an amazing journey. We've definitely brought the assessor's office to a higher level of achievement in the last 8 years.
And Cindy, why should people vote for Cindy Barlow on August 21st?
Well, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, I love Johnson County. I love our citizens here, and I'd like to continue to do the good work that we've been doing up to this point. We built those strong relationships. I want to be able to do more at the legislature now that I've got the ear of a lot of senators and House reps. And we just want to continue pulling Johnson County as an example of what it looks like to do something right.
All right. Talking with Johnson County Assessor Cindy Barlow, running for re-election. Cindy, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks for having me.
This is Community Speaks, and it's brought to you by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Keep it tuned. Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS.